Welcome into the WTUZ Big Z Sports Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance. I'm Joe Geckler along with Chris Kale and Eric McElroy. Eric is still under the weather just a little bit. You sounded good on the air this morning, and I know you're not feeling the greatest tonight.
So. I gave it all I had this morning.
Oh, that means you have nothing left for us
pretty
tonight.
Pretty much. Those 4 hours took it all out of me.
Absolutely. But again, big thanks to Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek for providing the food again tonight. Jeremiah drove it all the way down here from Sugar Creek. I won't tell you why he drove it all the way down here from Sugar Creek, but he delivered it to us. So thanks to Jeremiah and Pizza Parlor for the delicious
Hope
pizza.
Hope you tipped him.
I did. I'm tipping him right now. And the the parlor sub, the pizza, and of course the Mountain Dew that he brought for the players. Guys, we're into week three. And, you know, it just seemed like week one started yesterday, and we're into week three already. We're going to recap week two of the high school football season, which happened last Friday night, of course, and we're going to run down the scoreboard again, Chris.
Yeah, our game of the week, first and foremost, was Dover and Lake. Dover moves to 2-0 with a 30-28 win over the Blue Streaks. Of course, our very own Eric McElroy.
See what you caused? You caused him to sing, and he got even sicker.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Is that what it was?
Should have taken your advice on Friday,
Joe. I tried to help you, man.
Joe tried to bail me out, you know.
Yeah, but that's not cool. I sang 2 years in a row.
Sang, as I use air quotes.
You did a nice job. I will put it that way.
Did a great job.
It was the Sam Hunt rendition.
That's right.
Did you post? That's posted, right?
Yeah, it's on our Facebook page, the entire post game from last week. It's up there for your listening pleasure. Scroll all the way to the end if you want to hear me sing.
Yeah, you did a nice job, and so did my tornadoes. Moving on. New Philadelphia defeated West Holmes 49-24. Strasburg 55-24 over Cedarville. Of course, the team that we will feature, the Ridgewood Generals, they moved to 2-0 with a 32-20 win over Wayndale. Sandy Valley, they got by Minerva in three overtimes, 34-27. Indian Valley, they defeated Manchester 38-32. Tuskegee Valley, 21-13. They lost to Fairless. Newcomberstown, they fell to Buckeye Trail 58-7. And of course, TCC Joe, what was that score? 34-0.
Man, TCC
fell to Weirton Madonna.
What's going on with them? 0-2.
Yeah, they're struggling a little bit, but you know what? They'll bounce back. Coach Cummings will have them playing as well. But guys, we're going to talk a little bit about each game and talk about, you know, we got some sound from coaches that we talked to on Friday night. And we'll start with, start with a game there that you just pick a game, Chris. We'll talk about it.
Well, the game of the week.
All right. Let's talk about it.
Oh, we have to.
We should.
What's going on with Dre Hess?
Dre Hess probably going to be out 3 to 4 weeks is what I'm told right now.
Will he be back for Steubenville?
That's right around the time frame that he could possibly be back. Here's my thing. Don't risk it. You know what I mean? You need him down the road, down the stretch run in the ECUL. Don't risk him. You're going to beat Worcester this week. You should get a win against Talmadge, and then you turn around and you have Steubenville. So at worst, you're sitting 4-1. You know what I mean? Let's just worry about his health.
That game Friday, our game of the week. I know the Tornadoes and the Blue Streaks both turned the ball over a lot. Both coaches, I'm sure, disappointed with that. Also in that game, the Dover defense did a better job than they did last year against Lake, defending and stopping that run. It was only, 40-plus carries for just under 200 Lake had, right?
Yeah, 48 carries, 190 yards, and they had 254 through the air. Of course,
Lake
Cameron
did?
Yeah,
they're not known to really pass the ball like that. So they got a little bit out of their comfort zone, but still almost won that game.
Well, and Cam Martin's a beast. You know what I mean? That kid's a really good running back, and he did his work getting the halfback pass touchdown, and he ran for one as well. But Alex Sayre, 3 touchdown passes, did throw his first 2 picks of the year. He was 20-31, 248, and 3 touchdowns. Dre Hess was my hats off award winner. He had a big game for the Tornadoes.
Yeah, Dover, big win last week, and we'll go through. We got some sound to talk to. The new Philadelphia game, that was a big kind of blowout. It started out kind of crazy, 97-yard touchdown pass for West Holmes, started the game. Put the Quakers on their heels a little bit. But,
Now Matt Dennison in our postgame show, he actually talked about the Quakers being down early in that game.
They came out and put it to us right away. We pinned them deep and thought we were in a good spot, and then, miss a collision, take a couple bad angles, and they're 97 yards and with the lead. So I was real happy with the way our kids responded, though. They fought hard, and every time they scored, we answered.
They did fight hard. Kai Crothers with two touchdown runs, his first two of the year. Baron May, three TD passes. Garrett Strand, his second scoop and score of the season.
Joe, I think one thing Dennison said interestingly in that soundbite was at the end, every time West Holmes did something, the Quakers responded.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. For a team that's upset-minded like West Holmes was, you have to respond with a score that the team you're playing, if they score, you score.
Yeah, absolutely. And West Holmes, they had the right game plan. They came out early, struck early, was up 10-7. They just couldn't sustain it. But I think that West Holmes is going to win some games this year. I think they're much improved.
Yeah. Next game, Chris.
Yes, next game, Strasburg and Cedarville. 55-24, the Strasburg Tigers. Andrew Cregan, four touchdown passes. Justin Stropke, our Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week. Last week, with a couple of touchdown runs, Joe, Strasburg continues to roll 2-0, kind of just like they did a year ago.
Yeah, they're rolling offensively. I know Coach Pollock was a little upset with his defense when we talked to him in the post game.
Hey, you led right into it, man, so I might as well.
We had 2 seconds left to take momentum back in half because our defense played like crap tonight, so we had to keep our offense rolling, and luckily that got us momentum back going into halftime.
That's one soundbite that stuck in my head from last week was Coach Pollock.
Well, what really rolled through my mind when he said that Friday night is, you know, his players are all right there listening to him say that, so, you know, that's, you know, speaking to his team through the media, if you will.
Yeah, what were they watching, Gladiator?
Gladiator, yes. Yeah. That'll keep you entertained for a three-hour bus ride back home.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Strasburg, they will move on this week to try and go to 3-0 for the first time in quite some time. How about that three overtime game? Sandy Valley and Minerva, 34-27. Brad Smith, three touchdown runs, and had the game winner in the third overtime after Minerva had a chance to win it with a field goal.
Yeah, it's a shame we didn't get to talk to Riley Benson on Friday, Joe. That game went so long, and then after that, just, you know, no time to catch up with him.
Yeah, Coach Gamble actually called me right after we went off the air, and he's like, man, I'm so sorry I missed it. The game went long, and I was working with the players.
We're like, wait, it went long, Coach?
He's like, three overtimes, that's the longest game of my life. And he goes, he said he appreciates the coverage that we do for him and in their program, but he was excited to get his first win as a head coach.
That, I think, was the last three overtime game in our area, I believe, was the Dover-Philly game about, what, 5 years ago whenever Jamal Johnson scored a touchdown to beat Dover.
Last year was a single OT, wasn't
yes.
it?
Or,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was single OT. I think that was the last three overtime game in our area, so it's been quite a few years. Yeah.
Every now and then again, my memory serves me right.
It does, every once in a while. You still have a few brain cells left. Indian Valley in Manchester. How about our Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week in week number two, Caden Hostetler. 16 carries, 247, and... oh, yeah, five touchdowns.
Yeah, and Coach Matt Lancaster really spoke to the offensive line and how hard they worked on Friday night.
For the most part, it's because we got the same kids, and they're a year older. You know, we were a real young group last year, started a lot of sophomores, and now those guys are juniors, and we get some good senior leadership. And so definitely good to start out 2-0.
Absolutely. It's definitely good to start out 2-0. Braden Lehigh with an interception. Cade Williams was one of eight, but he did have a 33-yard touchdown pass. So that's okay. I guess if your one completion is going to be a good one, it might as well be a touchdown. Exactly. And he also had a pick on defense. Indian Valley playing really good football right now. I still think that Week 10 game is going to loom huge on Thursday night.
The Mustangs and the Braves. That could be. That's a Thursday night, like you said. That's going to be a lot
of
fun.
Oh, is it?
Yes. That's going to be a game I attend. I'm calling that right now. I'm attending Week 10 of Indian Valley Claymont.
You want to talk about a physical running game between those two teams?
Game might take 90 minutes, and then they'll be done.
Yeah, and they'll be done.
Start at 7, be over at 8:30.
Yeah.
Speaking of that backyard brawl, Claymont, they have upended Coshocton 47-6. Dakota Bunning, seven carries, 210 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Taryn Harris was 4-6, 64 yards, a touchdown, and also a 9-yard rush.
Yeah, Coach Lasecki mentioned that player right there, Chris. Who was it?
Taryn Harris?
There you go, Taryn Harris. Well, who's the one before that?
Dakota Bunning.
That one.
He's pretty special. I mean, he ranks right up there with Xavier Grant, and I think when you get the both of them going in a game, it makes it very difficult. And tonight, we were able to get both of them moving, and Dakota was the recipient of some great blocking up front also tonight.
Dakota had a great game for the Mustangs and to help them over Coshocton. Kind of what Claymont needed after that week one loss to New Philadelphia.
Yeah, and Xavier Grant, 4 carries, 70 yards and a touchdown. Noah Edwards, and 6 carries, 52 yards, 2 touchdowns. It was just a all-hands-on-deck performance for the Claymont Mustangs. The Garaway Pirates, they go to 1-1 as they defeat Riverview 34-6. Dawson Lay, 13-19, 187 yards. 3 touchdowns, also had 8 carries for 57 yards. Just a good bounce back game. Brady Winters, 8 carries, 34 yards, and a touchdown, 6 catches to go along with that.
Yeah, that was a big win for them. They needed to get some confidence brewing after the first loss of the season to Dalton week one, which they kind of knew going in it was going to be an uphill climb against Dalton. But, you know, they rebounded last week.
Yeah, and Coach Wallach mentioned a couple of things. One, the fast start they got off to, which certainly helped them out, and also just responding after that tough loss last week.
Actually able to get things rolling right away, and you know, it's very important for us after getting beat up pretty bad last week against Dalton. So, but our kids responded. We had a great week of practice, great attitude. We knew Dalton was a very good football team. We came out and performed tonight. We executed offensively, and our defense formed around. So, very proud of our kids.
Yeah, it was a big win for the Pirates, like we mentioned, and Jason, I know, was very happy with the win, but he knows there's more work ahead. Big opponent this week. We'll get into that coming up at the end of the show when they take on Danville this week, but more games last week, Chris.
Yeah, Tuskegee Valley, they fell to Fairless 21-13. Seth Johnson, a touchdown run. Also, Love. What's his name? Ethan Love.
Ethan.
There you go. Ethan Love to Grossi on a touchdown
Curtis.
Pass.
Which one?
I know. I couldn't think. But you know what the killer was for Tuskegee Valley? Turnovers and crazy plays. Okay? Check this out. 2 of those scores, of those 3 scores, came one of them on a Postlewaite 90-yard pick six. So Tuskegee Valley's going in, 90-yard pick six. Big change of, you know,
taking
momentum.
Taking points basically off the board. And
right.
That's basically a 2-touchdown swing right there.
And then they have sacked in the backfield almost for a safety. And then he breaks tackles and goes 94 yards for a touchdown.
Like
really?
Eli Manning? Did the dude catch it on his helmet too?
No,
like
it was,
Tyree?
It was a run.
Oh, wow, a run. All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was almost sacked, broke the tackle, and just ran up the sidelines.
Wow.
I mean, really? Crazy. So those 2 scores is what did Tuskegee Valley in. 21-13, but Seth Johnson, a good game for the Trojans.
5th-year senior Seth Johnson.
Yeah.
Have we confirmed that yet?
No. But that's still funny that yeah. All right. Newcomerstown. that was good stuff. Newcomerstown, they fell to Buckeye Trail 58-7. The Trojans just, you know, not a lot of offense in that game. You know, it just, you give up 58 points and a lot of rushing yards, it's not good.
Yeah,
I think Joe's choking.
Yeah, Joe, you all right? They will have their work cut out for them the rest of the season. They'll have to find a way, Chris, like you said, to score some points, or it's going to be a longer season.
Yes, they do. And it'll be an interesting season to see how they rebound. But knowing Coach, that they will do that.
Well, their leading rusher on the team, Wyatt Connor, he's got 40 carries for 170 yards on the season. The total team rushing right now, 370 yards. Gavin Weaver is their quarterback. He's only completed 7 passes, so just not a lot of offense right now for the Trojans. I think they're very young, but I think Dirk Gadd is going to have those guys up and running, you know, as we get into the year, and especially when they head into the offseason in year number 2 with him at the helm.
Yeah, because it's, his first season there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, Joe, you want to talk a little bit about the TCC game? They were, 34-0 that they lost to Weirton-Madonna. Just was never really.
Yeah, they're never really in the game. I don't know much about it. I just saw the score. But, you know, if you don't score any points, obviously your offense didn't do much and your defense didn't stop anybody. So other than that, there's not really much to say about TCC. I haven't talked to Coach Cummings this week. I usually talk to him Wednesday, Thursday, something like that. See how the week's going.
He's probably not interested.
He probably doesn't want to talk to me. He's probably going to text me and say, don't bother. But, but no, I'll catch base with Casey and see what's going on. And we'll a report on Friday.
All right.
And then Conotton Valley was another one of those teams that really took a beating this week. They still are yet to score, so they lost to Southern Local. I didn't write down what the score was at that game, but I know it was not
good.
55-0.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Remember, my dad was there.
Yes, he was, yeah. And he gave us great coverage, and we appreciate that very much. And obviously the team that we're going to talk about now here coming up, the Ridgewood Generals, Of course, Colton Alexander, another couple touchdown passes for him. He was 8 of 12, 161, did have the rushing touchdown, did throw his first pick of the year. I think it was his first pick of the year. But Colton did a nice job.
He better
was
your be hats his last,
off.
No.
Yeah, I know. He was your hats off award winner. Zach Wright, another good game receiving. And how about the sophomore running back Isaiah Lamnick with a couple, or with a two-yard touchdown run. So.
Yeah, we'll talk all about Ridgewood Generals coming up with head coach John Slusser. And we also have a few players here with us, Colton Alexander being one, Zach Wright being another, and Jarrett Slusser, the nephew of Coach Slusser, will be here to join us and talk to us a little Ridgewood Generals football. It'll be a fun night. But don't forget to like us on Facebook, WTUZ, Big Z Sports. You can follow us on Twitter at @Big_Z Sports. And, of course, new this year to us, you can text us on the Weaver Appliance text line 330-339-9399. And text us a score, a picture of your game. You know, on Friday nights, we'll get in more of that on Friday.
Or anytime you want.
Or anytime. Or text Eric in the morning if you want. But that's, again, our Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. Coming up next, head football coach John Slusser will join us to talk general so far this season. They've started out 2-0. Let's see if they can continue doing that into week three. You're listening to the Big Z Sports Show, the Extra Point Edition on Z Country 99.9.
You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Hi, this is John Slusser, head coach of the Ridgewood Generals, and you're listening to Big Z Sports on 99.9.
Hey. Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Show, the Extra Point Edition. That was a live version of Coach Slusser doing that liner for us.
We had Pollock do it live last week and then Slusser this week.
Yeah, so. That's kind of weird how we do that.
Do I get any royalties from that?
Yeah, that's the pizza and the Mountain Dew that you consumed. But no, thanks again to Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek for providing the food for tonight's show and the Ridgewood Generals for coming in and talking little Generals football. We're going to welcome in head football coach of the Ridgewood Generals, John Slusser. Coach, it's been a crazy start to the season. We're already into week three, but we're going to rewind a little bit with you. We didn't get to talk to you after week one because obviously it was on a Saturday night, but we've talked to you last Friday night about your win. But let's go back and talk a little bit about Buckeye Trail. You guys knocked them off 44-13 on a Saturday night down in West Lafayette. Colton Alexander, your senior quarterback, had a school record, and I about fell out of my chair when I read this that night, 272 yards passing. And to say passing in Ridgewood in the same sentence, you usually don't get to do that very often.
We are a little bit different offensively than we've been. We don't run the ball very well, and we don't try a whole lot. But we do feel like we have a pretty good quarterback and some skilled guys to throw it to, and we're taking advantage of it, or trying to anyhow.
Coach, if you ask me, that's the sign of a good coach, being able to adjust and kind of being a player's coach, recognizing what your team does well. It doesn't matter what your scheme is or what your preference is. If you know a guy can go out there and sling it a little more, you know, you're willing to change things up.
That's what I keep telling people.
But, you know, you look at that game, and you had a big game from one of your wide receivers, Zach Wright, who's with us tonight, as well as Colton Alexander. Five catches, 145 yards, and three touchdowns for him in that game. A big combination for your wide receiver quarterback in the first week. That had to give you a little bit of confidence going forward with your offense.
You know, we threw it pretty well through the scrimmages, and obviously we're all right in practice. It's always nice to see it in a game when you can actually do it. You know, we think we have four or five receivers that are pretty good and can catch the ball. It just so happened Zach was a beneficiary that night. The other night at Wayndale, they were playing off him. We were able to hit him with some hitches. But Jarrett's had two big plays for us the other night, the one to put the game away. I don't know how far it was, 60, 70 yards. He had a big catch against Buckeye Trail, our first one, for 50-something. He got ran down from behind. It's embarrassing.
He got caught from behind?
It's embarrassing.
Oh, come on.
He has none of my blood in him, I told him, I don't think. But anyhow, he he's done well. Our other two receivers have made plays. They're both sophomores. They've done a good job. Tyler Cotty plays out there. Tyler's just – he's one of those kids that's Mr. Dependable. He does everything for us. We've been blessed, and you know, we use Caden out of the backfield. Caden has a touchdown pass and a few others, and our passing game's been all that we've hoped, maybe a little more so far.
Coach, I got to ask you, when was the last time after week one you could look at the stat sheet and it said, rushing yards for Ridgewood, 120, passing yards, 271?
Never.
Okay. Never. I just wanted to clear that
Never.
Up. Pretty cool stat, though. I mean,
you know what? It is, because it's unique for us. Everybody else is probably you know, familiar with that or feels comfortable. It's a little, we were all excited. We threw for more yards than we ran for I think the first time in school history, but it's different.
We're going to start the rumor right now that Coach Slusser is running the five wide spread at Ridgewood.
And you know what? We do run a lot of five wide. We do. We go four and five.
Didn't you have a certain coach down there helping you during the All-Star game?
We did. Yes. We did.
Yes.
You know what? Coach Ift helped us with it one year. Also, we play Garaway a lot, so we've stolen some things from them. Now, I don't want Jason to think I.
Well,
think
he
knows.
You know he listens,
anything.
Right? He
does
listens.
He? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you know, we've stolen a lot of things from Garaway. They're so good at it. We steal from a lot of people, I guess, but those would be two
There's
of the
no
better.
There's no copyright infringements. But,
those would be two of the better guys to steal from in our
basically
area.
Basically, the Boston Red Sox over here admitting it. Like
yeah,
just,
right.
You know, stealing signs.
Well, but,
mess.
But to me, guys, that's flattering. If I'm an opposing coach, to be honest with you, and I hear that somebody that's tenured at their school for 13 years now is taking pages out of my playbook, that's pretty flattering.
See, that's what I don't want to do. I don't want to flatter Jay at all. I don't want to flatter him at one little bit, no.
But, you know, your defense played well in that first week as well and giving up 13 points. But let's move on to week number two. That was last Friday night up at Wayndale. You went into this game expecting a physical matchup, and I think that's what you got was with the final score of 32-20. I think you did some things differently this game. But, you know, talk to us a little bit about that game Friday night.
I think I told you this on the phone the other night. It was a very, very strange game. We have not played very well whenever we went to Wayndale in the past, and that was pretty much the case the other night. You know, things have started out great for us. We're moving the ball, and everything's going well, and we mess up a play, and they end up scoring and making it 7-7. We score before half, and then we have another chance to score, and we dropped a touchdown pass when we opened and went through his hands. And that stuff happens. But we went into halftime, talked to us just about adjusting our effort and our attitude, and we come out and went up 25-7, although it really could have been 30 or 35. We ended up kicking a field goal. We had a first and goal, and we ended up taking two big sacks, took ourselves out of everything. And still at this time, we're 25-7, and things are going good. And somewhere in the fourth quarter with some injuries, and I don't know what – I mean, I can't explain it. I've still watched the tape, and I can't tell you all the things that went wrong. But they just started getting on a roll. They got on a roll, and we could not stop them. I mean, we were lucky to win at the end. It was 25-20, and we were facing a third and 15 or 16 from our own 25 with a minute left, and they have the clock stopped. You know, they're getting the ball back. I did not want that because I didn't feel like we could stop them. And we ended up throwing a deep ball and hit on a 75-yard touchdown pass to put it away. It was a good catch and throw by our guys. And we felt lucky to get out of there, you know, and it was not a great night because we had some injuries, and it didn't feel like a win. It was a weird 2-0 feeling.
Coach, when we talked to you, you know, before the season started, we talked about not returning a lot of starters, and some of the key guys that you are bringing back just didn't have a ton of experience, you know, of playing every down. How impressed are you so far with your offense through the first two games? Zero turnovers. I take that back. Colton did have the interception. Well, so one turnover.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. I was sitting back there with him when you said that before, and he's not always the most stable guy anyhow, all right? And you got to bring him on here in a few minutes. He has not thrown an interception.
Okay,
this
there
year.
You go. Then I was wrong.
And you sent him over the edge back here. So now you guys are going to have to deal with that when you bring him out, all
told
right?
Told you to yell at your stat guy because I'm pretty sure that stat said that there was a pick, but that's okay. I'm
now,
sorry,
see,
Colton.
That's what you're gonna have to deal with. Now you got him all worked up.
Well, maybe then he'll talk for us.
That could
okay,
be. He might go. Actually yeah. speak.
So then I'll go back and say zero turnovers. How impressed are you then?
He has done great with his decision making. You know, he frustrates me sometimes because he keeps plays alive with his feet, and when he does, we're like, oh, what a great play by Colton. But then when he takes a sack for 15, we're like, yeah, Colton, throw the ball, you throw it away, you know, and then. You run that fine line with him. You know, you do that with a lot of good players. When we had Caleb Tingle a few years back, he was a high-risk guy. I mean, he would run backwards 20, you know, sure. yards, and sometimes he'd get out of it, and sometimes he'd lose 20 yards, and you're like,
high-risk,
high-reward guy. Colton is not that guy, but he's got to learn when to make plays and when to throw it away, and he's you know, this is only his second game playing. Now, he's had some experience. He started as a sophomore when Jet got hurt, and he played for a game at TCC then. I think he was, I don't know his stats right offhand, but he was outstanding that day. Threw for 100-something yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, I'm going to tell you, the kid can spin the ball. I mean, that is something he can do. If you ever get a chance to watch him, he can throw it.
Coach, is one of the reasons you weren't able to put away Wayne Dale like you wanted to last week, because I know you guys built up a little bit of a lead, but only had, what, 3.8 yards per carry on it. I know being the you know, the Generals head coach, that's something you want to see improve throughout the year, maybe up in the 4.5.
Well, actually, the guy we've been talking about killed that. We ran the ball extremely well that night. Caden Smith had over 100. And on the last play, he lost 6 at the end of the game. We were trying to run the clock out. Up to that, he was over 100. Colton probably rushed for 100 yards himself. I mean, he was really good, but he probably took sacks for about 120 yards lost. So, you know, he was probably minus 20 on his 22 sacks that he took.
You think his hair got in his eyes?
I believe it might have. Yes, I believe
wow,
it.
Wow, you guys are putting Colton on blast. I should remind everybody.
He's come in on
Joe, he was your hats off last
he
week.
He was. So. That's why I can razz him a little bit.
You know, I don't want to get into just one guy all the time, but he's a really good player. We know we're fortunate to have him. He does a lot of good things. But okay, we did run the ball, getting back to that. We did run it pretty well last week, so we were happy with that. It just, the stats are deceiving because of the sack yardage we took.
Yeah, and that's why we like having these coaches in, because, you know, that they sheds a little more light on the stats that we already have.
So. Absolutely. That's week one and week two with head football coach John Slusser of the Ridgewood Generals. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to come back with Colton Alexander, Zach Wright, and Jarrett Slusser. They're going to join us and maybe talk a little bit about their season so far and what Coach Slusser means to them. We'll have them in the studio, then we'll bring Coach back in and talk about week three. That's coming up after this timeout right here on Z Country 99.9.
Now back to Big Z Sports on 99.9.
Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Extra Point Edition, brought to you by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, and Eric McElroy. Thanks again to Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek for providing the food for tonight's show. Jeremiah delivered it himself tonight, so we appreciate that, Jeremiah. The pizza was delicious. I haven't got into that parlor sub yet. That's like one of my favorite things.
Oh, none there. Left, Joe. Sorry.
Oh, dang it.
You need the pizza.
Parlor sub's good, though.
I'm not messing with no sub when you order pizza.
Bro, that baked sub.
Oh, my goodness.
You must not know.
Seriously? You didn't see that pizza out there with the olives and the mushrooms?
Which one of my spots just aired? It was the wings one. I have my spot, or my sub's spot coming up for parlor later. Listen to that spot. It will make you want to sub.
Okay.
Well, guys, we're in the studio joined. It's like a big old fest of guys in here right now. Then
they're all
bigger than we are. That's, and Chris and I are version. Big guys. Chris and I are big guys, and these guys tower over us a little bit. So we're joined in here by quarterback Colton Alexander, wide receiver Zach Wright, and wide receiver and defensive back, I think, right, Jarrett? Are you defensive back, Jarrett? Yeah.
He's over here.
Okay. Jarrett Slusser, who is the nephew of head football coach John Slusser. So
Sunshine.
Yeah, Sunshine. Ronnie Bass is what we're going to call him. So he looks just like Ronnie Bass off Remember the Titans. If you want to know what Jarrett looks like, just go watch the movie.
Yes.
That's actually free on Spectrum On Demand right now. Gridiron.
Good call.
Greats under that category. Anyway.
Wow.
Hey, any other sports you play that you take part in throughout the year?
Yeah, I play basketball and baseball.
Awesome. Okay, now, offensively, you go both ways, offense, defense, right? What do you prefer more?
I like catching passes from Colton, but, I mean, I'd rather play defense.
There you go. And I know, I already know Colton's answer. He likes to hit people. I'm staying far away from that dude.
Hit people without pads on, too, sometimes, apparently.
That's what I heard.
But we'll talk to senior quarterback Colton Alexander now. Colton, your first year as a starter for the Ridgewood Generals. What's it like to play for Coach Slusser and be able to spin that ball over all over the field?
It's pretty awesome. He's a pretty good coach, knows what he's doing.
So does he give you free rein out there to call your own plays, or do you have to strictly listen to him?
Not a chance. Listen to him.
Not a chance.
Now, he did tell me off the air that he is the only person that you listen to. Is that correct?
Sometimes.
Hey, what's with these? He told us there's some plays at some point in time where he goes, Colton, no, no, no. Oh, yes, yes, yes. There, you know, that kind of thing where he's like, stop doing what you're doing. Stop ad-libbing on the field, and then you make a play happen.
I don't know. He just thinks it's not going to work, and then all of a sudden it works.
You're like, Coach, will you listen to me, please?
Hey, Zach, I got to ask you guys. This is kind of for both of you, but I'll bring you in now. Wide receiver, of course, you're catching balls from this guy over here.
He had 5 catches, 80 yards,
yep.
week 2, and then week 1, what did he have? 5 for 144. And
there you go.
3 touchdowns.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Ridgewood's a running team. It's all we always known Ridgewood is to be that ground and pound. We're going to run it down your throat 50 times a game. How does it feel to be that wide receiver now that on a team that's throwing the ball?
It's crazy. Usually you hear about a split in at Ridgewood, you just don't play. You don't get the ball or anything, but now it's different. It's fun.
Well, and that's got to be something where it even makes you more excited coming into the system now. Like, hey, I can catch balls now out at the wideout position. I don't have to just block, right?
Yeah, that's right. I usually just block, but now I got 4 other wide receivers to catch balls with me.
Well, that's good. And do you play any other sports besides football?
Yes, I play baseball and basketball.
Nice. All right, 3 big, sports star.
Colton, what about you? Are there any other sports?
Just play baseball.
What position? Are you a pitcher?
He's a pitcher, I know.
Yes, sir.
Randy Johnson.
Oh, I got a sir Randy out of that Johnson. One. That's good. Yes. Also, guys, I got a quick question for all 3 of you. Is there any barbershops in West Lafayette?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah, well, is
that
there,
explains
is this,
it.
Is there something going on? Is this team camaraderie type thing with the hair? Because you know, when we're done, we're taking a picture and it's going up on Facebook. By the way, Rachel, can you Facebook Live for us? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know what it is, really. We just done it, and really most of our team's scared to do it besides us.
Really?
So your girlfriend Erin likes your long hair?
Oh,
no.
You wow. just put them on blast.
Hey, Head and Shoulders may come calling. That should be a spokesman just like Troy Polamalu was back in the day.
Wow. Well, this guy ain't got too much hair. He's got the business all around the sides and the back and then the party up
top.
Hey,
dude, he's making plays 3 touchdowns a game. He's making plays and getting girls. That's all he's worried about.
You got a girlfriend too, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, go ahead and send her a shout-out.
Name's Taylor Shivers, and she goes to Kent State.
Hey, now.
Wow. He's dating up in the world. Hello. Hey.
Well, hey, give the kid credit.
No more girlfriend shout-outs.
Yes. Okay. We're good. But, guys, we wish you nothing but the best the rest of the season. Go get them this week against the Redskins, and we look forward to hearing good things about the Generals the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Luck, guys. Yep, thanks, guys. We're going to bring back in Coach John Susser now to talk a little bit about the Ridgewood game this week against Coshocton. They'll kick off. It's going to be a tough game. Coshocton defending, semifinalists last year was Coshocton.
They're 0-2 this year.
They lose a lot of talent, but the coach, they're still well-coached, and they still have some big talent up front.
Yeah, that's the thing about Coshocton. Even it doesn't matter what kids they have. They have a system in place, and they do a really good job of it. They're that program you play year in and year out that their coaches just do an exceptional job. People seem to think they lost a lot, which they did, but so do we, so did the Gareway. But the thing about them, they still have a lot of good players. They ran into Claymont and Indian Valley. There's not a lot of shame in losing either one of those teams right now. I mean, I think Indian Valley is as good as anybody in their region. And I think Claymont's got a lot of people back and a chance to be pretty good. They lost to Philly, and everybody's either 1-1. Well, losing to Philly, that's nothing to be ashamed of either. So we know this. We know that Coshocton will come and give us their best punch. They like to play us. That's one of their big games. They circle to play Ridgewood. And I don't think their record has anything to do with their ability. They just play 2 really good teams right now.
Practice this week, as you guys have been preparing. I know, one more day, that's tomorrow for you.
Right. We have a walkthrough tomorrow night. I will say this about our kids. They're not much on talking, as you guys probably picked up on. But I will tell you this.
They're great kids. We're just having fun.
My senior class, it's not big. I think we have 10 of them total. They're about as good a class as we've had as far as working towards practice, being focused on what they're doing. They are a really nice group of kids to be around. We've been very fortunate with the leadership we have. Colton does a great job. Jared and Zach do a great job. The Schwabs who aren't here, Tyler Cotty. I can name them all. They're what you want your senior class to be. They have done a great job of keeping us going. And listen, we play a lot of young people. I was saying before off air, we're going to play a lot of young people this week. But our seniors have masked a lot of that because they're so good at what they do. And these kids are winners. They're just winners. And that's what they do. And they've been, knock on wood, they've been awesome so far.
Coach, as you go through the season now, I know that you're the type of coach that it's always one week to the next. You're not looking ahead. But if you were to take a look at the schedule, is there a game that you have circled that says, okay, we need to be on our game right here, this is going to be a pivotal point in the season?
No, not really. And I'm actually a coach that looks ahead a lot. I mean, in years past, these guys will tell you. I mean, last year we circled Sandy Valley and Garraway. And, you know, we kind of did everything revolving around those two games all year. The other ones were warm-ups to that, we thought. When we have the people, we do that. This year, coming in, I mean, we thought there was three games on our schedule we could win, three that we'd have trouble with, and four tweeners. Right now, we've won one of the tweeners, you know, and this week gives us another chance to get one. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, we didn't know if we would. We're really trying to get better each week, get some of our younger kids going, and relying on our senior guys to keep us going during that time. I think these guys would tell you this. Colton, all three of these guys have played on the past two playoff teams. You know, they've been in since they've been in high school, they've been in the playoffs all 3 years. So they know what that's about. I think they would tell you we're not as talented as those three teams before. I don't think they'd pull any punches with that. But here's the thing. We know this, and they hear it from me every day. We're not as good as we've been, so we have to play harder than what we have, what we've played in the past. And these guys have done that so far. Now, we haven't faced a whole lot of adversity. The other night at Wayndale, that fourth quarter was the first one, and we didn't handle it great. So, you know, if we can come back, I think we beat a good Buckeye Trail team week one. Now, if we can come back and play as hard as we can this week, you know, we got a chance in every game because we got kids that are pretty tough.
Yeah, that's a nice learning experience, Coach, for your team last week in that game, being able to close it out when it got close at the end.
Yeah, and Coach, we appreciate you taking time. I know it's a big prep week for you to get ready for Coshocton coming in, joining us here, talking a little Generals football. We always like catching up with you and talking a little Ridgewood football, but we wish you nothing but the best this week. We look forward to talking to you Friday night and every Friday from here on out.
Well, I appreciate you guys having us. I appreciate giving my kids a chance to be on the radio. Thanks for the pizza. Pizza Parlor was great.
There you go. You're learning, Coach.
We appreciate it. I know. I think I could be a DJ or something.
Well, come on over here.
We appreciate you guys having us. We always appreciate the chance getting to talk about Ridgewood football. We're proud of it.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you coming in again, and good luck this Friday night. That's head football coach John Slusser and his players, Colton Alexander, Zach Wright, and Jarrett Slusser, joining us here on the Big Z Sports Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back, wrap the show up, and preview week three coming up after this on Z Country 99.9.
You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9, the Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance. And a big thank you to the Ridgewood Generals for joining us here tonight. John Slusser, Colton Alexander, Zach Wright, Jarrett Slusser, the nephew of head coach John Slusser. And of course, you know, we appreciate them taking time to come in and talk to us a little bit. Guys, we're into week three. And the schedule, you know, there's a few games out there that that, you know, we're trying to figure out our game of the week.
I think we haven't yet.
I think we have it narrowed down.
We need to figure it out.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. I think we have it hammered out. So we'll post up what our game of the week will be. We might even announce it because I think me and Chris are on the same page here.
Yeah.
I mean, and Eric wasn't with us the other night.
We'll fill you in later.
I'm not even with you now.
You watched the Facebook Live, right?
Correct.
When we went through the week three schedule and Joe asked, you know, make sure you say if you think this could be a potential game or
it's
not.
It's
there was
rough.
A lot more no's than there was possibilities.
Yeah, it's rough. But the week three slate of game, I guess give the possibilities that could be the game of the weeks or games of the week.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a couple. Talk for me for a second, Chris. I got to grab my schedule.
Okay, that's fine. Well, the Dover Tornadoes, first and foremost, they're going to go and head up and play at Worcester.
Dover,
and
right,
that should not be a good game. Newcomerstown, they're going to play at Burn Union, and that is the Burn Union Rockets. New Philadelphia, they're going to travel, or actually, they're going to host the Northwest Indians. That should be a win for the Quakers, you would think.
Yep.
The West Holmes Knights, they play Bellevue. You would think that might be a decent game.
Could be a good game. I mean, you know, Zach's probably got them motivated to come out and play better than they did even last week. They started out the game great. They just ran into a better team. And, you know, you look at the rest of the schedule. Claymont takes on Riverview. Garraway host Danville, which is a good game up on the hill in Sugar Creek. Indian Valley and Minerva. Ridgewood and Coshocton, like we mentioned. Sandy Valley, Tuskegee Valley, Buckeye Trail and in Barnesville. Newcomers Town against Bern Union, who's in Sugar Grove, Ohio. I'm not quite sure where that's at, but that's who they're playing. Strasburg.
Did you mention Bern Union? I was like, do we have two schools that are?
No, it's the same one. Sorry. Oh, okay. Strasburg and East Knox. TCC at Worthington Christian, which is in Columbus.
They're going to get a dub this week?
I hope so. That'd be nice to see. And then Carrollton and Cambridge, West Holmes and Bellevue. Stringers this week, we're going to have, obviously, Adam at...
It's a weird slate of games.
It is. It's a very,
very weird,
weird
in week three.
Yeah, very weird week three. But
spread out, it seems like.
Exactly. Our Stringers, Adam will be at New Philly, of course. We'll have Jeremiah at Garraway. Shannon will be with Indian Valley. We're going to have nobody at Dover this week. Tim Plants decided he wants to go check out Strasburg, take on East Knox.
Cool, so with
us. I like it. Yes.
He didn't want to go all the way up to Worcester. I kind of don't blame him. That's a long haul for him.
Well, but and it's nice to be able to get Strasburg covered. I think that's going to be great for them.
Yeah. As they go for 3-0.
Yes.
Yep, they will. And, of course, Riley will be at Sandy Valley to cover the Cardinals and Trojans for us. And Claymont and Riverview, Brandon Thomas. Keith Thomas, excuse me, will be at that game covering that for us as well.
It's too many Thomases.
There's Thomases.
There's Porkchop, there's Keith, there's Shannon, there's Kels.
I tell you what, my headphones have been cutting out this whole time, and I can't hear you guys fully, and it's totally ruined my evening.
Okay. Well, sorry. Game of the week. Let's get to it.
My game of the week, and I think Chris and I are on the same page, but we are going to feature the Sandy Valley Cardinals and the Tuskegee Valley Trojans. Yes. That will be our game of the week this week. Good luck to the Cardinals and the Trojans. We look forward to talking to both Coach Zagalis and Coach Gamble. We'll have that game previewed. Obviously, Riley cover that game for us. Be checking us out on WTUZ, Big Z Sports on Facebook, and on Twitter at @Big_Z Sports for all the highlights, game pictures, interviews, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, don't forget that Weaver Appliance text line, Joe, 330-339-9399. And you can email us if you would like to. It's BigZSports@WTUZ.com.
Absolutely. Once again, thanks to Pizza Parlor 5 for the awesome food. Thanks to the Ridgewood Generals for coming in. And Coach Slusser, thank you to Rachel for running around for us. Thank you to you two for being the backbones of this show.
Big Z Sports will be back on the air Friday to break down all the area games for you. Join myself, Chris Kale, and Eric McElroy beginning at 5:30. We'll take you all the way up until 11 with score updates, live look-ins, and interviews with area coaches in our post-game show. That's the Big Z Sports Show presented by DAC Vitamins and Minerals this Friday beginning at 5:30. For Eric and Chris, I'm Joe Geckler saying thanks for listening to this week's edition of The Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance right here on Z Country 99.9.
Big Z Sports Extra Point has been presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. Be listening this Friday beginning at 5:30 for game night with Big Z Sports. And join us next Wednesday at 6 p.m. for the Big Z Sports Extra Point. This has been a straight-up deadly earnest presentation of Big Z Sports.